This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is coming along to 6:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And our first story this hour is going to be about reviving the nightlife industry. So Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister Dato' Sri Nancy Shukri has pledged to help live gigs return to venues like pubs and nightclubs. And this was after she met with the Malaysian Artists Association, or Karyawan, who raised a few issues. So firstly, they want entertainment spots to be partially reopened. Many performers who depend on live gigs for income are in dire straits from the MCO. Karyawan President Freddy Fernandez said that many of their 7,000 members have even had to sell their vehicles and belongings to get by. And if these spots can partially resume business, then they're going to ensure that strict SOPs are observed. And speaking of that, they've actually already submitted a proposed list of SOPs, and Dato' Sri Nancy says that she's going to forward them to the National Security Council and that the government is keen on helping the industry. And this is interesting, I think, simply because pubs, nightclubs, the entertainment industry as a whole is one of the last sectors to reopen in a meaningful way. I mean, I think with every reopening of something that we're used to, something that is a part of our daily life, we've had a moment of celebration or a moment sometimes of just wondering, okay, are we ready for this? Are we ready to go back? And we've seen that happen with schools. We've seen that happen with shopping malls, with cinemas, in fact, yesterday. And yet with pubs and nightclubs, we have not, you know, they have remained shut. And I think that this shines a light on the fact that outside of the venues themselves, they are a huge source of income for many, many people, you know, a steady source for a long time. And now without that, that's changing tremendously and a lot of people are affected. I mean, going back to what was said, many of the 7,000 members of Karyawan have had to sell vehicles and belongings to get by. And that's no small thing. So we wanted to talk today about what those proposed SOPs to the government look like and whether or not, I guess, to just gauge the temperature of whether or not people are ready to return to live venues. So tell us, you know, do you miss seeing a band perform live? Do you miss being able to watch these performers, to attend shows, to attend gigs? Let us know what your experiences have been. Let us know what you want and what would make you feel safe. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Dato' Freddy Fernandez, who is the president of Persatuan Karyawan Malaysia. So that is coming right up. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:11. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're talking today about reviving the nightlife industry. Here, specifically looking at helping live gigs return to venues like pubs and nightclubs so that people who make a living from doing these performances will be able to actually get there, as opposed to right now where there is no source of income at the moment. So if you'd like to weigh in on your experiences with live shows and whether or not you miss them and what would make you feel safe, especially in terms of pubs and nightclubs as venues, you can call us at 7733 2900 and WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And in the meantime, the Malaysian Artists Association, otherwise known as Karyawan, have actually submitted SOPs to the National Security Council. And so we wanted to just hear what some of those ideas were and what that might look like. So joining us now on the line is the president of Karyawan, Dato' Freddy Fernandez. Dato', thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're most welcome. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for calling.
So could you walk us through then those SOPs that Karyawan has proposed to the NSC?
Yeah, well, we've revised them several times. So I think the one that I sent to the MKN on the 18th of May has been refined, and we've added a few extra items. But generally, I think it's to try and keep, you know, the safety levels acceptable so that we don't, when we actually do allow performances, It doesn't in any way adversely affect the safety of the patrons or the performance. So I think one of the first things that we spoke about was the capacity of the place and maybe not filling it up to the brim, allowing social distancing to take place so that, you know, maybe half capacity or one third or two third or whatever is acceptable to the government. That would be the first point. And then on secondly, of course, for patrons as well as musicians, upon entry, they'll have to do the usual SOP of taking temperature, writing down their names and and their phone numbers and stuff like that. And the establishment should be able to keep these contact details for at least 2 to 3 weeks so that if there is any issue that comes up where somebody who came to the club 2 weeks later got, some kind of symptoms or was tested positive, then we'll have to contact everyone who was at the club on that day to get them tested as well. The third point will be signage for social distancing. I see a lot of clubs nowadays where they don't have entertainment, but there's very little social distancing, especially restaurants and pubs. So I think we want to make sure that if the live entertainment places are allowed to open, at least they will adhere to all these very strict guidelines on social distancing to just avoid any kind of mishap from occurring. Because we don't want, if there's anything that ever happens, I think one of the first things that they will do is just close everything again. And that's the last thing we want because we've suffered enough and, you know, our guys have really had a hard time, selling instruments, getting evicted from their home and not having enough money for their daily survival expenses, you know.
Mm.
So the next point, I think the fourth one would be even the live performers will be socially distanced. That means they don't use similar mics, they don't share mics, they don't share instruments, you know, and there's a proper gap between all of them. Besides that, you know, their microphones, their equipment, their guitars all have to be wiped down, disinfected, and make sure that there's nothing dangerous happening there. Similar to, what is done elsewhere. And of course, one of the things that people speak about is that when the louder you speak, the more saliva throws out of your mouth. So we'll have to get these guys to remind the patron not to speak too loudly, which
right.
is not easy. Which is not easy after they've had a few drinks. And also the volume of the band will have to be limited so that the performers don't have to, sing and throw their voices so far, so that maintaining, basically trying to keep everyone safe, because like I said, we don't want a closure just because of one incident. Yeah, and also customers, if they don't behave, they don't follow rules, I think we should have the right, or the club should have the right to call the authorities and have them removed. I mean, it's a rather harsh action to take, but look, we're looking at survival of thousands and thousands of performers. So if people don't want to cooperate and it results in another closure, that's, they're going to affect so many lives, yeah?
Mm.
Then closing time, maybe not too late. And then daily sanitization of premises and foreign staff to be tested and, so on. I mean, there's a long list that goes on and on. But basically, that's that's the gist of it. We want to keep things safe so that when they do open, we don't want a spike at all. We don't want a few new cases coming out of the clubs where the live bands were, so that, there will be a reason for the additional closure and might take months again before they reopen. That's the thing we want to avoid. That's why we took this trouble to prepare all these SOPs. Yeah.
And you mentioned early on that these SOPs have been refined.
Yeah.
Could you tell us about the reaction from the government at the moment to these
suggestions?
Well,
I spoke to the Honourable Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture yesterday, and I told her, and she's very supportive, and she has promised to I've given her a copy of our proposal and our guidelines. And she has promised to take it up with the relevant authorities. I think the MKN is probably the right platform where all the various ministries and cabinet ministers sit down and look at SOPs for each area of the the country that needs to be reopened and how it should be done and when and so on. So I think as the minister in charge of the industry, she's the most relevant and correct person to be bringing this forward because I think she's also very concerned about the livelihood of these people and wants to help to make sure that they are all, get back to work as soon as possible. We can't just keep donating food and, cash to them. We've done a little bit, but maybe that lasts for 2 or 3 days and that's it. So we can't. Nobody's in a position to do that. So what they want is just let us work, let us get back our jobs, Even if, the crowd's a little smaller, we have to follow the rules, please just let us get back to work. Everybody else seems to be getting back to work. Why not us? That's the big question.
And in the time that performers haven't been able to go back to work, how has the community been coping? Maybe you can tell us a bit about that.
A few of them have started food businesses. A few of them have, looked around for some part-time work here and there, odd jobs. I know one guy who sells bamboo for lemang, because
right.
Hari Raya. So he developed this bamboo business and he was selling it around. So, everybody's been very creative and, everybody's tried their level best to find alternative sources of income. But, of course, they're not, even income as an entertainer is not much, but this was even less. So, it's something to just get them by and to have a little bit of, funds for their daily expenses. But it's nowhere near enough and nowhere near what they were earning in the first place, which again is not much if you look at our entertainers who do the club and pub and hotel circuit, it's a tough one, and we're just trying to make sure that when they do open, everybody follows the rules, the entertainers are ready to follow the rules, and we just want to make sure that they're allowed to just do their work and carry on with their living, making a living for themselves. Yeah.
And a lot of what you've pointed out have been quite specific. For example, the notion of volume is not something that I had previously thought of, but you're absolutely right. It's so important because otherwise, most of the time, people are yelling.
That's right.
And so would you say then that people are geared up and completely ready to get going? So if, let's say, the government says, we're good to go, you're good to go?
From what I've heard, yes, I think the restaurants which are serving drinks are allowed to open. So if you drink and eat together, it's okay. But if you just drink, it's not okay. So we hope that that will be looked at as well, because you could have a meal somewhere else and then come for a few drinks. At a pub. So I think we'd like that to be re-looked at, because the restaurants that serve liquor and drinks are allowed to operate normally with the full capacity customers and things like that. So we are hoping that the fact that there have been no incidences in those places would lead to a situation where we can feel a bit safer about opening places which only serve drinks as well.
And I think before we lost you on the call earlier, also we were talking about whether or not performers are all set and ready to return to the stage and to adapt to all these new SOPs. Do you think that it's going to be, you know, kind of everyone's ready to go, or is there going to be an adjustment period?
Yeah. Right now, I think they'll just take anything, you know.
Fair enough, so, yeah.
It's been so long and it's so dry, and, you know, whatever, as long as we can get back to work, that's the main thing, you know.
Mm.
So I think we will try and emphasize to all of them. We have a few chat groups. We have Facebook and social media, connections with them, so that we can then get the message across. Guys, please don't mess this up, you know. Please follow the rules and, you know, and let's all carry on working and earning and getting back to normal lives, you know, after having suffered for so long.
And finally, as we wait for this particular sector to reopen, what message would you like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I hope listeners will also, you know, especially those who like live music, please support your local bands, your Malaysian bands. Please patronize the outlets, maybe your neighborhood pub or your favorite watering hole or whatever. Please give us as much support as possible so that the owners of the pubs will be in a better position to make some decent payments. They may not be able to get what they got before, but at least it will be sufficient for them to, you know, to try and get back on their feet again after being very, very, deprived of income for so long. Yeah.
Dato' Freddy, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Lynn. I'll see you soon. Bye.
That was Dato' Freddy Fernandez, president of Karyawan, talking about reviving the nightlife industry, more specifically looking at live performers and reopening this sector that really has been the very, very last, almost the very last to reopen the way everything else has. So if you miss going for live performances, if you miss going for live shows, do let us know. You know, do you feel ready to head back out there? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We are going to head to the 6:30 news. Here's Led Zeppelin with Communication Breakdown, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.